It's Tuesday, March 28th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Get your children out of the public schools now. That's the message which resonated loud and clear from Dr. James Dobson's family talk last week. The two-day interview with Lieutenant Colonel E. Ray Moore sounded the message across the country and around the world. Moore is advocating a fresh initiative.
I hope maybe we can get a relaunch of the need for churches and Christian families to really grow Christian schooling and homeschooling in the evangelical and conservative church community.
Why do you, after all this time, believe in homeschools?
First of all, there's a scriptural pattern. The Bible's clear. The scripture assigns the education of children to the family with assistance from the church and not government. So we are actually do not believe in state-sponsored education in any fashion.
Deuteronomy 6:7 says, "You shall teach God's words diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." The Trump-Paul Ryan plan to revamp Obamacare came to a screeching halt last week after it became clear that 28 conservative members of the House of Representatives were not on board. The Freedom Caucus, led by Ohio Representative James Jordan, refused to budge. A few senators backed the Freedom Caucus, including Rand Paul and Mike Lee, who called some of the conservative members, urging them to stand against the revamped Obamacare bill. The Conservative Heritage Foundation also lobbied against the Republican bill. One Freedom member, Representative Mo Brooks from Alabama, told CNN, quote, "I do not think White House officials understood the depth of our commitment to try to make the repeal of Obamacare a repeal of Obamacare, instead of an embedding of Obamacare into the federal system," unquote. The Freedom Caucus was also involved in the resignation of John Boehner as Speaker of the House in 2015. The United States government is also facing strong division on the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. The Democrats obtained a one-week delay on the confirmation yesterday. Several Democrats are now threatening a filibuster, while some Republicans are threatening to pull the nuclear option, which would disallow the filibuster on the vote for Gorsuch. The Oklahoma State Legislature approved a bill yesterday that would return a monument of the Ten Commandments to the state capitol. The government of New York State continues its persecution against Mennonite pastors in the state for their aiding a woman who attempted to escape a lesbian relationship with her daughter. According to the Christian Post, the courts have sentenced a Mennonite missionary, Timothy Miller, to a year in prison for his part in helping the woman leave the country in 2009. Previously, the court sentenced another Mennonite pastor, Kenneth Miller, to about 2 years in prison. The pastor told the courts that, quote, "I and my people would believe and teach that marriage is ordained by God as being the union of a man and a woman, and that a child's parentage is of a father and a mother," unquote. 2 Thessalonians 3:2 has a message for those courts. Pray that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. Standing in the way of a parliament vote on homosexual marriage in Australia is one man, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Turnbull is pushing hard for a plebiscite or national opinion poll, something the homosexual crowd does not want, on the assumption that the people are more conservative than their leaders. Meanwhile, the big corporate heads are pushing for it. 20 CEOs representing companies like Qantas Airlines and Commonwealth Bank penned a letter encouraging the Prime Minister to fast-track the vote in Parliament. And finally, United Airlines barred two teenage girls from a flight for violating the dress code. The girls were attempting to board a flight out of Denver wearing tight Lycra or spandex leggings. Now, they were allowed on a later flight when they agreed to wear a dress over their leotards. The incident has caused a tiff on Twitter with Hollywood actresses like Patricia Arquette and Christine Teigen. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, March 28th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noaaconference.org. That's noaaconference.org.